Hi, this is Daniel Johnston from the Readers and Writers Paradise, and this is the Readers and Writers Paradise podcast. The Readers and Writers Paradise podcast, book reviews for kids you can trust. Hi guys, welcome to the third episode of the Readers and Writers Paradise podcast. First, before we get into it, I just want to thank you guys so much for listening, taking time out of your day to listen to my podcast and to hear what I have to say and what my guests have to say about books. So thank you so much. I appreciate it a ton. So what I wanted to talk about today is the Swindle series. So the Swindle series is a very popular kids book series, and I first heard about it when I heard that Gordon Corman was coming to my school in fifth grade. Now, for those of you who know me well, Gordon Corman's one of my, he's probably my all-time favorite kids author. I just love his books, and so at the time, though, I didn't know about him, and so they were talking about Swindle, and which had just come out that year, 2008, and everyone was really excited about it, and so I decided to read it, too. I remember they showed, like, a really cool video, like, ad about it. I remember reading a post recently on another book website talking about whether ad, like video advertisements or promotions or whatever for books are helpful or not. And I think definitely, because like, yeah, they got me excited about Swindle and some other books. So I got it. I've heard a lot of people say they finished Swindle in 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, whatever. I finished it the night I got it. stayed up probably till 1 or 2. Didn't let my parents know, but whatever, that's what I did pretty much every night, staying up reading, so, it was a really good book, and what Swindle is about, it's about this kid named Griffin Bing, and his group of friends. So Griffin Bing is like the man with the plan. So the whole, like, thing about Swindle is, the Swindle series is kids taking matters into their own hands, navigating their way in the adult world, and doing what's right. And Gordon Corman does a really good job of, like, teaching, like, morals in a very gray sense. It's not black and white at all. So Griffin and his friend Ben Slovak are sleeping out in a mansion that's about to get taken down, and Griffin happens to find a 1920 Babe Ruth baseball card. Now, his dad is an inventor, and so his family is not making very much money, and so they're thinking they might have to move. And Griffin's super upset about that, because that would mean he'd have to leave his friend, his best friend Ben. And so he takes the card to a collector and to see if it's worth anything, and the guy gives them like something like 200 something bucks or whatever, like that's it. And he said it was like a knockoff from the 60s or whatever. So it turns out that the card is worth like $970,000, so almost $1 million. That would solve Griffin's financial problems forever. It would make him stay in his hometown of Cedarville, make his life so much happier, and his parents, like, endless debates about money and everything. Like, it would just be the best. But this swindler scammed him, and they nickname him Swindle because his name's S. Wendell Palomino, a.k.a. Swindle. And so Griffin is, as I said, the man with the plan. So he's not just going to let this sleazy collector get away with that. So he realizes that the only way to get the card back is to steal it back. So he assembles a team of people, recruits Melissa, a computer expert, Pitch, climbing expert, Savannah, animal expert to tame Swindle's guard dog, Luther. And then he also recruited Logan Kellerman, who's an actor. And then there's a kid named Darren Bader who forces his way in because he wants money. But yeah, so the team's working together to try to right this wrong and to try to steal the card back. And it's an awesome book. The characters are super great, super realistic. The writing's like really, really exciting. It's really like realistic. I just love it. And yeah, it's just one of the best books. I've reread it many times. And I have a signed copy of it, which I'm proud of. But I mean, other kids also love Swindle so much. It's like there aren't really any flaws in it, to be honest. It's just like it's like a modern kids classic, because Gordon Corman writes books the kids want to read. And like the other day in my like my school, they were like I was at the table and there were like 15 other kids around, and I mentioned Swindle, and every single kid knew what Swindle was, and every single one of them I was talking about the series, other kids started chiming in with the other books in the series. So kids like love this series. So this is like a book too for reluctant readers. So if like you have a reluctant reader or whatever, get them Swindle, because yeah, even reluctant readers love it. So yeah, so I'd say too, it's probably good for like kids like age 7 at the youngest, maybe like 8, and then probably to like 13, 14 at the oldest. So yeah, and yeah, boys and girls can read it. The like Griffin, the main character, is a boy, but then there are also girls in it. So yeah, so. I'm going to talk about the rest of the books in the series, which are Zoobreak, Framed, Shoff, Hideout, and Jackpot, and there are probably more to come. I'd recommend reading Swindle first, and then Framed is probably the second best of the series, so I'd recommend reading that, and then Show-Off, or not Show-Off, Hideouts, probably recommend reading next, and then, yeah, Zoobreak and Show-Off and Jackpot are really good too. So, you can really read any of the books in the series, but I want to briefly mention too, there was a movie made about Swindle. However, the movie's terrible, and it was made by like a Nickelodeon, quote unquote, loosely based on the book. It's nothing like the book. So, like in the book, Ben Slovak is like a small white kid. In the movie, he's a big black guy. Or not big, but he's tall and he's black. And then Griffin has a sister, which he doesn't have in the book. And Griffin's like a super popular, like, kind of almost, yeah, he's like a super popular guy. Not in the book. I mean, it's terrible. So if you've, yeah. Don't watch the movie. It's awful. I had to turn it off because me and my mom hated it. So it was pathetic. And then yeah, all my friends hated it too. So then I want to talk about some of the other books in the series. So Swindle sold millions of copies. Let me look up or. Actually, that's not online anymore, but I remember reading on Gordon Corman's website a few years ago how it sold like 900,000 copies in like a month or something. So it's sold like millions and millions of copies from the most popular book series. And then, so after that, he wrote Zoobreak. Now, Zoobreak is a very good book. It's very morally sound. So, So basically, what happens is Savannah, so she's an animal lover. Like I said, she has tons of animals and not pets though. She won't call them pets. And so her monkey disappears. So she's like all frantic looking for her monkey, Cleopatra. And then one day her school goes to visit a floating zoo and Cleopatra is there. They stole her. And so Savannah's trying to like do stuff to get Cleopatra back, but there's really nothing they can really do because no one else like can prove that they stole Cleopatra except for her. So they realize once again they're gonna have to steal Cleopatra back. And so they do, and they set up a very good plan. Again, same characters, and then break the monkey loose. But then they see all the other animals, and they can't leave them there. And that's because the owner of the zoo is this floating zoo is treating them so badly. They're like malnourished. Like there's they he lets loose an owl on them at night to terrorize them. It's like a prison for these guys. And so, yeah, so they decide to steal all the animals, let all the animals, well, not steal them, but they're breaking the animals free from their unrightful captivity and take them. So the problem is now they have all these animals. How are they going to hide it? And then obviously the zoo guy's going to want them back. And then ends up being very exciting, a battle with like tranquilizer darts or whatever, and yeah, so it's a really, really good book. It's probably you can probably read it a little bit younger age than Surendel, probably like 6 to 12, 13 or whatever, but it's yeah, 6, 7, probably 7. Yeah, probably not 6, but yeah, like 7 to 12 or 13 is probably the best range. And yeah, it's a very good book. And when I first read it, I didn't understand why they broke the animals loose, but now I do, and so I think it's good to for kids to learn about. Okay, so after Zoo Break was Framed. So Framed is about, so Griffin Bing, you know, so they've gotten in trouble twice with the law, and at the end of Swindle and at the end of Zoo Break. So they've gotten away because they were doing like the right thing, but they've kind of developed a little bit of a bad reputation, and their new principal hates them, especially Griffin. So Griffin's school gets a Super Bowl ring from like an assistant offensive lineman coach who coached the New York, the New the Jets in the what was it 67 Super Bowl 68 I don't know whatever. He coached them to victory as and got this Super Bowl ring. And so Dr. Egan's like the coach of the football team, like huge into football. So the ring goes missing. And Griffin is caught with like his hand in the box at the time. However, Griffin did not steal it. Like all Griffin has done is like try to do the best he can for people and not let people get away with doing on things that aren't right. But he's accused of this, and no one seems to believe him that he's innocent. He gets sent to JFK school, nicknamed Jail for Kids, an alternative school with a bunch of delinquents, and then he has a court date set where he can go to juvie. And so this is like a disaster, because Griffin didn't even do anything, and then, and the judge doesn't seem to believe him that he's innocent. And then he tries to prove his innocence, but all the people he's trying, so he needs to prove that someone else is guilty, but he keeps failing and gets put under house arrest. It's awful. And so his friends are trying to prove him innocent, but and he's kind of given up at this point. But yeah, it's a very suspenseful book, and yeah, it's good, the theme of like him being accused and not having done anything. I like that. And then yeah, the characters are great. You know, trying to figure out who did it and then realizing who actually did do it is rather funny, but I won't spoil it. So Framed is probably, in my view, like the most like Swindle, maybe the second best book in the series, but they're really all very good. Show Off is a little bit different. So in Show Off, so Luther was originally Savannah, was originally Swindle's guard dog, but when Swindle had to sell his shop and leave town after the whole thing with how he scammed Griffin, Savannah took his dog Luther, and even though he was a guard dog, turned him into her friend. Everyone else is still scared of him though, and he gets provoked into like biting someone, and there he has to go to the pound, and he's like going to get like put down or like or whatever. It's not gonna be good. And so Savannah's besides herself with grief. So Griffin and Ben take Luther out of the pound and then start training him to be a show dog, because if they can prove that he can win in a show, then they can prove that he's fit to be with Savannah again. And so this, it's pretty funny. It's not quite like as suspenseful or whatever as the other books. It's a little, it's more relaxed, but it's really cool to see them, the transformation of this vicious guard dog into a dog that's an award-winning dog. So it's a pretty cool book. I wouldn't say it's quite as good as the rest of the series, but it's still nice. And then the fifth book was Hideout. Hideout was very good. Swindle is back in this book, and he wants Luther back. And obviously, they're not gonna give Luther back to Swindle, no way. But he, unfortunately, he's hired a couple of henchmen to steal Luther. And so the kids are away at summer camp, and so they have to hide Luther at the summer camp and then switch him from camp to camp. The books divide into three different sections: Hideout 1, Hideout 2, and Hideout 3 for the three different camps. And this is like a super, super exciting book. Like, always an adventure. There's a lot of funny things in it too. Corman did a great job in this book. I think probably the best he's done so far, and because he used to be a comedy writer, and now he's turned into more of an adventure writer. But he does probably the best job he's done yet in this book of merging those two. Very, very well done. Very funny, very suspenseful. So yeah, Hideout's a really great book. And then the most recent book, which just came out like a month or two ago at the time I'm recording this, is Jackpot. So Jackpot is also very different. So I will be honest, and I even wrote this on my blog before I read Jackpot, was that I wasn't excited to read Jackpot. And that's because like the series, it's like the sixth book. Like, come on, like the sixth book, same characters, like doing some variation of the same thing, you know? Like, how can it be good? But it's Gordon Corman. Come on. I should have had more faith, but I didn't. Jackpot is very good. It's different, again, because this book is based mainly on character development. The main thing in this book is not adventure. There is like an adventure, but well, I'll just tell you what happened was that so Griffin's with his friends, and so there's this story about how this like $30 million jackpot lottery is going to expire soon, and the ticket was sold around Cedarville, Griffin's town. And so they decide to frame Darren Vader, the bully, to get back at him because they know he loves money and he starts dumpster diving and whatever. And so they do that. So then Victor Phoenix, a new kid, comes in and Darren pretends like Griffin bullied him. Like, yeah, it wasn't the right thing to do, obviously, but like Darren's been bullying them for years. So like Darren's the real bully. But Victor doesn't know that. Victor's a very nice kid and he gets along well with all of Griffin's friends, but not with Griffin. And so, in fact, Ben's fight with, or not Ben's, Griffin's fight with Victor prompts him to leave the group, starts eating lunch on his own, stops hanging out with Ben, his best friend. Yeah, it's like that serious. And so this story is about really Griffin being cast out of the group due to this conflict with Victor and how they resolve that. So the character development in this book is great because there hasn't really been that much character development in the stories. Like the characters are interesting, but the way Corman writes them in the first five books, you don't get to really care about them or feel for them. And in the sixth book, you start to. So I would read it for the character development, and then there also is an exciting chase at the end, of course. Again, it's a Gordon Corman book, so what do you want? But yeah, there's an exciting chase at the end for the lottery ticket, too. So. And then I'd assume that they're planning more books in the series, but I don't know right now. So, yeah, so the Swindle series, again, it's very good. I'd recommend it for any like kids 7 to 12, 7, 12, 13, whatever. And especially like reluctant readers, really any type of reader or non-reader, just love this series. So yeah, read it, have your kids read it. And yeah, again, I'd recommend reading Swindle first, and then yeah, after that, like, yeah, I think like Frame's probably the second best, but really you can like go anywhere with the second book because they're all really pretty stellar. So yeah. So thank you all so much for listening. Again, I really appreciate you spending time to listen to me talk about books. And yeah, so I'm gonna be publishing a podcast every Wednesday on my website. So make sure to stay in tune for that, and I'm trying to get it set up on iTunes so you all can subscribe there. Yeah, so check out my website, readersandwritersparadise.com. Get book reviews, talking about all kinds of things with books, with writing, original stories I've written, all kinds of cool stuff. So check it out, readersandwritersparadise.com. Thanks. See you soon.